This podcast may contain scary, disturbing, or disgusting content. You have been warned. Happy birthday wish goes out to my friend Dr. Ostrich, who you may remember from the SCP-5000 episode. Her birthday will be on March 3rd. My dad's birthday is also on March 3rd, so happy birthday to them both. Hello everyone, we are Bark Studios, and this week we're proud to present the Euclid class object SCP-053, the young girl. Okay, so I just realized that I messed up the last few SCP episodes nicknames in the descriptions and put them all as Evolution's Child, so I'm gonna fix those, like, as soon as I'm done recording this. Before we start, I just want to say again that we are closing in on the 1,000 plays mark, and you can submit your questions for Q&A via a link in the description. If we don't get any, I will do a bunch of SCPs that I wanted to do but were too short, and possibly a lightning round type thing where I attempt to name as many SCPs as I can. SCP-053 is a female human around the age of 3 aesthetically and mentally, though she is much older in actuality. She appears to be of European descent and has semi-short hair. She is almost always in a bright yellow dress with flowers on it. SCP-053's primary anomalous effect is that any person that is A, in the proximity of SCP-053 for more than 10 minutes, B, comes into direct physical contact with SCP-053, or C, makes direct eye contact with 053, will start displaying aggressive behaviors and then will become both homicidal and suicidal. They will attack any and all other humans nearby before attempting to kill SCP-053. Any sentient being attempting to attack SCP-053 will suffer cardiac arrest. That's fancy talk for they die because their heart either gives up or is stopped. SCP-053 will heal from any wounds she takes from attacks automatically, and seems not to notice the attacks or the injuries that she takes from them. When asked about the effects, she appears not to be able to answer, and even seems confused, as if she does not notice the effects she has on others. SCP-053 was brought into Foundation custody after the following events unfolded. This information is a mix of the story from the Rubbers video and SCP Explains video, as there seems to be multiple different stories for her origins. In my literal seconds of research for this episode, I couldn't find where the Rubber found the story, so I'm just citing him as the author of it. SCP-053 was born a normal little girl to unnamed parents. Everything was normal until around the age of 2 or 3, when she fell off a playground and hit her head. She was brought to the doctor and then to the hospital. She miraculously seemed to be unharmed, but the doctors kept her there for testing. A few days later, the parents were called back and heard from the doctor that him and the nurses couldn't put their finger on it, but something was off about their child. A few days later, they brought her home, where the husband felt the same sense of wrongness that the nurses had felt. The wife may have felt it too, but it didn't say, because all the information was taken from the husband's point of view. It eventually got to the point where he could barely look at his own child, and felt almost repulsed by her. Keep in mind that the husband has been emailing his mother, I think, weekly updates, possibly daily updates, I'm not sure. In his last email, he says something along the lines of, "I'm gonna kill that thing." The grandmother was horrified and immediately called the cops. They got there and found the wife stabbed to death and the husband dead on the floor with a knife in his hand. SCP-053 was completely unharmed. The husband was determined to have died from cardiac arrest. She was sent to her grandmother's house for a while, but her grandmother seemed to know of her anomalous effects and as such would not properly care for her. She lived on the streets for a while after her grandmother died, before the Foundation discovered her unharmed and surrounded by corpses in a general store after she had tried to purchase a candy bar and a fight sort of broke out and everyone killed each other. Through testing, they figured out what her anomalous effects were and put her into a containment chamber resembling a child's bedroom, equipped with a one-way mirror linking to an observation chamber so when personnel are interviewing her, they can not establish eye contact, and as well as a microphone system for the audio part of interviews, as is quite necessary for interviews. She is given a supply of toys to play with that is rotated out on a regular basis. Perhaps even stranger than her anomalous effects is the interaction with SCP-682. Now, I don't know if we covered this incident in the SCP-682 episode, but oh well. SCP-053 was introduced into SCP-682's containment chamber. The scientists can only think of two possibilities. Either A, SCP-682 would die from a heart attack after attacking, or B, the more likely option, it would attack but not die, and they would have to remove SCP-053 from the chamber, where she would recover from her injuries as per usual. Instead, SCP-682 became unusually docile, and SCP-053 squealed with delight upon viewing the creature. SCP-682 did not attack and even allowed SCP-053 to draw on its face with crayons. For an indestructible lizard, it acted much like a dog. When SCP-053 was removed from the containment chamber, SCP-682 let out an enormous roar and went on a rampage, killing several dozen personnel before being recontained. SCP-053 was also distressed and cried as she was escorted away. To this day, it is reported that she asks when she can see her special friend again. We hope you enjoyed this episode. This week's SCP was written by Dr. Gears. All information is from the SCP universe and is licensed under the CC-BY-SA 3.0 license. You might also like the YouTube channels The Rubber, Dr. Bob, SCP Explained, Detective Void, and the Exploring series. If you do enjoy the podcast, please give us a good rating on Apple Podcasts or send us a voice message. You can also submit SCPs for us to cover or your questions for the Q&A during the 1,000 Plays special via the link in the description. See ya!